This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. Israel's prime minister faces growing pressure after U.S. President Joe Biden described a proposed agreement to end the fighting in Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Many Israelis are urging Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to embrace the deal. However, far-right allies of Netanyahu are threatening to collapse his government's coalition if he accepts the proposal. Netanyahu called a permanent ceasefire in Gaza a non-starter, appearing to undermine the proposal that Biden described as an Israeli one. In Tel Aviv, a huge demonstration led by families of hostages held by Hamas urged the government to act now. Mediators, the US, Egypt and Qatar, say the proposed deal offers a roadmap for a permanent ceasefire and ending the crisis. I'm Karen Chamas.
An annual New York City parade for Israel that draws thousands of people hits the streets with a focus on solidarity during the war in Gaza and heightened security. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
NYPD Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry.
There'll be more personnel out there, police personnel. You'll see more of our special operations and our counterterrorism assets.
The parade is the first large-scale Jewish event in the city since the war started. Mayor Eric Adams.
We are not going to allow any unlawfulness and any disruption of any celebration of one's a heritage in this city.
This year's theme for the Israel Day on 5th Parade is Bring Them Home, a reference to the Jewish hostages. Julie Walker, New York.
Polling stations have opened in Mexico in a presidential election that will likely bring the country's first female president. Voters are choosing between a former academic who promises to further the current leader's populist policies and an ex-senator and tech entrepreneur.